In a viral video, Haryana Congress chief Uday Bhan was seen using derogatory language to target Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Haryana Chief Minister Manohar Lal Khattar and other BJP leaders are seeking apology from him and action against him by his party. In the viral video, the Haryana Congress chief can be heard using abusive words when referring to both Prime Minister Modi and the Haryana Chief Minister. And this also comes shortly after the outrage over BJP MP Ramesh Bhaduri making Islamophobic comments against MP Danish Ali inside Parliament. Now, Uday Bhan, however, has refused to apologize. He claimed what he used was slang in Haryana and that he also didn't name anyone.
आप ही पूछो ना क्या बयान था और उसमें क्या आपत्तिजनक था. नहीं आप पूछ रहे ना क्या उस आप बताओ कि उसमें क्या आपत्तिजनक है, क्या इसमें गलत बयानी है. जो सच्चाई थी वो मैंने कोई रख दी थी तो उसमें ये तिल का ताड़ बना दिया उसका. इसमें क्या होगा, मैंने तो नाम भी नहीं लिया. ये भी जो ना आप उसकी बात कर रहे हो, चलो मैं मान लेता हूँ उस बात का. मुझे लगता है कि तेरे से ये गलती हुई है तो मैं उसकी माफी मांग लेता हूँ. लेकिन इसमें इसमें किस बात के लिए मैं माफी मांगू.
All right, so that is the stand he's taken. To talk more about this, we're joined by Asad Abbas, political analyst, someone who supports the Congress, and Siddharth Yadav, spokesperson of the BJP. Thank you both. Asad Abbas, you know, what is your response to this, what the Congress chief in Haryana has said and refused to apologize as well? A huge issue was made of what Ramesh Bhaduri said. Of course, that was in Parliament. But even so, such language being used against the Prime Minister.
Gargi ji, I've always believed with great power comes great responsibility and equal number of accountability. The fact of the matter, I truly believe that the language used by the gentleman, Mr. Uday Bhan, you know, first word that he used, which means a widower. Second word that he used means a bachelor. In both terms, it's uncalled for. There was no need to address accordingly. He should have abstained. But look at the false equivalence of the Bharatiya Janata Party here. It's apples and oranges. Basically, to divert the attention of the people from Ramesh Bhaduri's slurs, like...
I don't think we should repeat those words.
It's all right. Now they've made it so much of commonality in that, you know. And many other words which brought in by Mr. Ramesh Bhaduri, which was absolutely uncalled for. The fact of the matter, a mere show cause notice is not enough. Somebody like that on immediately must be suspended from the party. Also, as a matter of fact, let me tell on your show, Gargi ji, when these elected members, be it Congress, BJP or any other party, they come into existence in power, they must and should abstain from making any such common slurs or abuses. Why so? Because we, the people of India, vote for them and they come with great responsibility, which leads to accountability. But the simple
right.
point I'd like
but
to
But Asad Abbas, also the fact is that the BJP has issued a notice to Bhaduri and, you know, the remarks were expunged. You had Rajnath Singh, defense minister, expressing an apology or regret for the words that were used. Let's get Siddharth Yadav's comments here. Your comments on what Asad Abbas is saying and saying there's no comparison in what Mr. Uday has said and what was said by Ramesh Bhaduri.
Gargi, I think it's very unfortunate that not only what Mr. Uday Bhan has said has been very derogatory, it is something that the country is ashamed of. Not only that, but also my friend from Congress is sitting on this panel today and justifying the two words used by him. What is this justification? How can you come on national television and justify some words used for the Prime Minister of this country? And those words, you don't find them derogatory anymore? One of those words was used by the MP in question that you have been questioning. That time it is derogatory. But when used for the Prime Minister, it's absolutely normal. I think this is the double standards that the Congress should avoid, should come up from. Because the country has been seeing from the past 20 years, the current Prime Minister, Honorable Narendra Modi ji, has been subject to such slurs, such abusing, such bashing from opposition parties. In how many cases has action been taken? We are of a very clear stand. We do not support
Can
such
I quickly
statements.
Respond to that,
Our leaders came out and made a clarification on it. We issued a show cause notice on the same.
All right, Asad Abbas, you respond to that.
Take an action on that.
You know, the fact that Uday Bhan is saying that such language is normal for Haryana, he's claimed that it is Haryana.
I just need 10 more seconds.
It's very
okay. 1 minute, Abbas. Just let him finish his.
Interesting. It's very interesting how the BJP
Gargi, my only question is, we have taken an action. We will take any suitable action further also. When, at what hour, at what minute are Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi going to take action on Udayban? Why no action? Why no word? Udayban is no elected person. He is the favorite of Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi. That is why he's been appointed chief of the Haryana BJP. I come from Haryana. I come from the very same state. All of the Haryana people are ashamed. All of Bharatiyas are ashamed.
When is Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi
going to take an action on that? That is my question.
Right, okay. Asad Abbas, no action again. So Udaya Bhan, and also no words coming from your top leadership of the Congress party. Asad Abbas is not in the Congress, by the way.
I'm very glad that the BJP spokesperson took two names. Who are those names? Rahul Gandhi, Sonia Gandhi. Respected sir, with all due respect to Honorable Prime Minister, who called Rahul Gandhi a hybrid bachcha? Who called Sonia Gandhi a jersey cow? Are you forgetting, sir? Is your memory so weak? Allow me to complete. Don't get scared, sir. Gargi, this is not fair. He's scared. He's not allowing me to
complete. Go ahead. Quickly finish your point. Yes.
All right. So, hybrid bachcha, jersey cow. Not just that. Renuka Chaudhary's laughter was compared to Ravana's sister. Who said this? Modi ji. Now, who will take action on Modi ji? Not just that. 50 crore ki girlfriend. Look at my friend from BJP. What a vague memory. Sir, let's condemn all politicians, Congress or BJP, who call out, who abuse, who slur, who are misogynistic. Be it the Prime Minister or the President. Nobody has the right to abuse.
All right, Siddharth, the other response to that. And clearly, there's a need for, you know, cleaner language in Indian politics. Yes, go ahead.
Absolutely, Gargi. There's no doubt about it. There should be a decorum of the language used by anybody in this country, be it a public representative or a normal person. But my question
is not that weak, sir.
Including Modi ji, sir. Now, you can't be doing this.
All right, I'm running out of time. Quickly complete your point. Yes. Siddharth Yadav, go ahead.
My point is 98 times since 2009, Prime Minister Modi has been abused, has been given slurs, which are shameful. I can't even repeat those on this television. But leaders such as Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi, and who not? And the leaders who have been abusing Modi have been giving promotion. What happened to Imran Masood? What happened to Imran Pratap Gadi?
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much both for joining us on the program. And now a controversy over the statement made by Congress leader from Haryana. And this comes at the back of what Ramesh Bidouri said in Parliament. We'll leave it there. Thank you so much for watching. Goodbye.